So yesterday, they released the toys that have been nominated for the Hall of Fame.
Now,
every single year they come up with like a list of toys that obviously get nominated to go into the Toy Hall of Fame. And I'm sure, like, you know, there's Barbie and these toys that have been around for ages.
I'm sure the Easy Bake Oven must be
in the Toy Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Leslie has come across the nominees for this year
because we can vote on them. Online.
You can.
Mention your niece, Charlotte, loves the American Girl doll.
Oh, my God, yes.
I love them. You can get them to look just like you. Plus, they have the whole equestrian American Girl doll that I loved. I was a little old for them, so they weren't around when I was a kid.
There's the American Girl doll store this over at Florida Mall.
Florida Mall. Oh, yeah. But I used to order them online from my nieces all the time. I love them. Anyway, the American Girl doll is on there. And so is the board game Battleship.
Yep.
Love that.
You
sunk my battle. I know, I love that. Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
I'm not familiar with the Corn Popper.
Familiar with the Corn Popper. Masters of the Universe.
Yes. He-Man.
Okay. He-Man.
Uh-huh.
The Pinata. Because it's also iconic things like,
how come the pinata is just now getting nominated?
Because first of all, I don't really think it's a toy.
Oh, I remember the Corn Popper. I just Googled it. Yeah, it's for kids, like where they push it like a lawnmower and the little balls pop up.
Oh, it's the Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Right.
It's not a real Corn Popper.
No,
it's little
corn popper.
With the blue dome, the glass dome, and you push it
and
the little
balls pop up. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Masters of the Pinata.
Yeah.
Risk.
The game Risk.
Game Risk.
I remember that game. Yep.
Sand.
What do you mean sand?
Just sand. I mean, just like...
Like beach sand?
Beach sand, any kind of sand.
Wait. Sand is not a toy.
It's a sandbox.
A sandbox is not a toy, Leslie.
You can build it for your toy fire truck. Has to go through the sand, okay, because the toy fire truck is also on there.
Well, why don't you just put a stick on there, too?
I bet the stick is already on there.
Or like a can or something like that.
I bet the can is
already
on there.
Because you played
Kick
the Can. Right. That's ridiculous. Sand?
But listen, that's not the craziest. Mahjong.
What my grandmother used to play?
Yeah,
okay.
Mahjong.
Right.
And finally, this one you and I have not heard of before. And Settlers of Catan or Catan. What the hell is
Settlers
that? Settlers of Catan.
Wasn't that a TV show?
No, it's a board
Settlers of Catan.
Who has ever in their lives heard of that?
I'm still stuck on the sand thing.
Sand is great.
Sand is not a toy.
It said if you didn't have a sandbox, you didn't play in your sandbox for hours.
Leslie, when you go to the beach and you sit there on the sand, you're not playing with
sand
a toy.
Sand castles. Yes, you're making a sand castle. You're creating. It's very much a toy.
You have to use a bucket to make the sand castle.
No, you can make a sand castle. You can make a drip castle. Oh, those are fantastic.
A drip castle?
Right, yeah.
What the hell's a drip castle?
You take the wet sand and it just drips. Wet sand should be on there, too.
Good morning, Chad. This is Mike the Dentist.
Hey, Mike the Dentist.
Mike the Dentist from DeLand.
You were close, Chad. Favorite toy? Stick matches.
Stick matches?
Oh, not that thing where you opened up the...
If you're a pyromaniac, stick matches.
Oh, stick matches.
As
a dentist, sir, I'm a little concerned that stick matches were your favorite. Those not on the Hall of Fame list, surprisingly.
No one's ever gone up in flames.
Don't say that. I'm not sure that that's true, sir. Chad, actually, sometimes.
Okay. What? And I don't play with sticks or matches. What?
Had nothing to do with fire.
What toy do you think?
Look up Amazon. It's kinetic sand. It is. It's where you have the different colors, and you can put it in bottles and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh yeah, like when they have get married. Remember, they have like a sand. They do a sand like ceremony. They each put their colored sand in like a terrarium. I mean, if you didn't have sand, you wouldn't have a terrarium.
Wait a second. What? When was the last time you went to a wedding and they pulled out sand?
They do it all the time on the beach here. Have sand ceremonies. A sand unification ceremony.
Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, nice job. You should trademark that really quickly. Have a great Friday, and thank you so much for the phone call.
Hey,
thanks, Mike.
You guys have a good day. Chad and Leslie in the morning. Magic 107.7.